We look up at the marketing system schematic. We will go into this circles or the gears or the wheel that I've shown into the next slides. So marketing system consists of the following: organization, activities, and the process. Any organization that has gone into marketing goes with activities and processes, which are now under discussion, and we count on them. First is marketing research and analysis. Marketing research and analysis is important because before going into marketing, some sort of research is quite important and analyze. Because without research and analysis, you will not be able to do a successful marketing. Further, business strategy and marketing planning is required. As I mentioned in the beginning, marketing is a science in itself, a subject where business strategies are important. And you need to put up your marketing plan. International organizations around the world come up with a marketing and business plan. That's an activity and process that a successful organization does. It also plans the campaign. You need to do it as per planning. As part of a successful business activity, you need to plan. Also, action plan. How that planning will be put into action and prepare it for execution. Otherwise, it's just a dream. Planning is fine, but if you don't put into action, like they dreamt of putting up underground metro for Mumbai, that was planned. And now we have that into execution, and now we have trains that are running underground successfully. Likewise, the second airport for Mumbai was planned more than 10 years back, but now it is executed, that now it's functioning. And the new line that has been planned, metro line number 11, that has been planned, and they say that the preparation is, if completed, they will start work on it in 2026 end or beginning of 2027, depending on approval. But action planning has been done. Evaluation and monitoring. Any plan that is not evaluated and monitored from time to time. For example, Aqua Line Metro 3 went into a lot of evaluation from time to time, and came COVID, and that got stuck, but the marketing continued. And likewise, evaluation for any marketing system activities process has to be evaluated and regularly monitored. Now we look at the marketing research and analysis. No business can be successful without market research and analysis. And marketing research analysis further is getting a feedback from markets on regular and periodic basis about the past and emerging trends in the external business environment. This is very important, getting a feedback. That is why whenever you buy even small mobile phones that you talk about, when you put up your plan into action, be it this 349 rupees plan, you are always getting a feedback message. Likewise, international tour operators always get a feedback from their end users after they complete their itinerary and return home. Because this helps them to improve and develop new products. And of course, consumer research. Now, research itself is a science, and marketing research is quite important. Because any product that has been launched with a good consumer research will be a successful product. Because all the elements of research will be put into that, including evaluation. So business strategies and marketing planning coming again for us to understand. Development of the research and analysis work. Now, research could be in a way that is suitable for a particular marketing activity or a process. And the research could be from person to person, market survey, or whatever research plan that you work for, into creating a business will be into action. So that will put your marketing opportunities given as a first priority or the reason behind that market research. And you need to put up the research in accordance as per opportunities available in that specific market. Designing suitable operational plan and strategy to grab the same. Now, this has a meaning in it. Suitable action plan, which is operational, which is not just imaginary or non-operational. It should be operational as well. And strategies to grab the same. Whatever strategies that you design should be suitable, or action can be taken onto it. Another step, we move forward in organization activities and process. We look at the planning the campaign. When we talk about planning the campaign, we're creating the marketing campaign. First step, create the marketing campaign, what you would like to do, the marketing activities. And of course, this will be designing of cost-based operational ways. You cannot spend huge amount on campaign as such. It should be cost-based, or the way to connect with the main elements of the marketing mix, with the four P's. Now, when we talk of four P's, this refers to product, price, place, and promotion. So you design in accordance with all these four P's in your mindset, which means product, price, place, and promotion. All these four P's plays a very important role in creating the campaign. If a product has to go, what type of product? What will be your pricing? What will be the place that you will be marketing this, and how you will do the promotion. And then you have to make up an action plan, preparation, and execution. See, without execution, any plan is just a dream. So when you plan something, you prepare a plan, it should be executed. And how this execution will happen will be part of the organizational activity or organization's process. Appropriate action plan to be prepared should be appropriate. It should be feasible. It should be workable. These may be consisting of daily, weekly, fortnightly, or monthly activity for all years and all type of marketing communication. So you pick up what you would do in action plan based on your daily activities, weekly activities, fortnightly or monthly activity. This could be taking into all marketing communication that you would do, which will need daily attention, what action would be required, what action plan to be taken on a weekly basis, and likewise on a monthly or quarterly basis. In evaluation and monitoring, which is not the last, but yes, for discussion, evaluation and monitoring, measuring the efficiency of the plan, if need be, whether this has effectiveness or did need to be monitored and evaluated of the same, do need to make some modification that will come in evaluation process. Checking the results of marketing. What is the outcome of the activities that you would have done? What is the result that has emerged out of your marketing activities? using the databases that are being provided to you from various places where you have put your action plan into action. Then taking the suitable corrective measures as and when required. If there is any damage has happened, how to repair the damage, how fast you have taken action to repair the damage, etc., etc. These are all suitable corrective measures that has to be taken on a very much timely basis. Now we are talking about the marketing system, and I am focusing more on customers' activities, process. Now, customer plays a very important role for which the marketing has been taken care of and put into execution, planning, research. All that we discussed in the previous slide plays an important role here again. Actual sale or purchasing of the product, service, and the exchange. You would notice wherever you have purchased any product, there is a possibility of exchange. What is the customer's right for exchange, etc.? What if you fail in your services? What action that you have put into action? What the service has offered? And then consumption of product or service. How the product will be utilized? How the services will be offered? Putting that into travel and tourism perspective. Customer's activity for a product is to be physically present to avail that product. A city tour being offered for Dubai, you cannot consume the city tour of Dubai sitting in Mumbai. So consumption of the product, that means the city tour of Dubai, the consumer has to be physically present in Dubai. The service can be availed only if you are in Dubai. Otherwise, it sits on the paper. And post-purchase feedback also is required. Yes, were you happy with the services offered to you? Were your question being answered? Were you had any further doubts? All these post-purchase feedback plays an important role. So we are summarizing few things. The important aspect of marketing concept are demand creation, which is an important role in marketing. You need to create a demand. You can't just come up with a product for which demand doesn't exist. And customer-driven approach. Here we talk about customer-driven approach, we mean what the customer wants, that approach is put into marketing. Integrated marketing, connected with one another, and profitable sales through customer satisfaction. These are very important. Profitable sale is very important. As I mentioned, any marketing that turns into sale would definitely show, must show a profit. Because that is what the sales are meant for, and that is why customer satisfaction with a profit is the goal of marketing. We are going into the learning for the marketing in 21st century, how it has changed. What drastic changes have taken place in 21st century, that is for us to observe at this slide now. See, the customers has become very demanding and well developed in domestic market as well as requirement for international market. So customers developing countries or develop domestic market as well as in the international market. This has a major development that has taken place, and as a result marketing has also to change, and it has also changed. So service provider have looked at various changes that have happened, and the changes go according to the following slide. A relatively small number of large, still highly competitive business. Competition will remain. Competition is something that would always remain in a business environment. And to that, how the changes have taken place in 21st century, we have to put an attention to that. Highly competitive business with standardized product and brand serving the market. A large number of micro, small, and medium enterprises are in the industry now. So people are looking at more smaller instead of the big business houses that they were doing marketing. There are many medium enterprises that exist in the industry now. Then ongoing development in the information and communication technology has benefited the organization at all level. So this has a development that has been sent in the 21st century. How can we forget in 21st century the online marketing that has taken businesses into a new platform of online marketing? This has resulted into big houses moving to smaller houses from where the online marketing happens. And as a result, many malls are noticing shutdown of their enterprises. So online marketing or internet marketing in the tourism industry is helping to connect with their clients, show them the visual appeal of the destination and possibility to get more exposure than the organization can achieve with the traditional print advertising. Let me show it to you. Let me explain to you how tourism boards, destination marketing companies have put their product. During the COVID, Greece came up with showing their country online to the travelers. And the whole Greece was visualized on the videos and various shoots that they did and put online. So people could go for a virtual tour of Greece during the COVID time era. And that was an online marketing activity that was taken up. You find reels being put online. You have 360 degrees virtual reality that is there online. So these are all the element of online marketing. Consumer find it before they can experience the product. They see these online marketing activities and through internet marketing where the products are taken. So you see Switzerland while you are sitting at your home by looking at the reels that are loaded, the videos that have been loaded. And likewise, the internet marketing has taken more steps of professionally putting up the destination and get more exposure. Because with a print media, you could only show a picture or two pictures and that's all. But a reel which shows you even the smallest area of a destination or, for example, display of a hotel room with the facilities being offered. This has been made possible through online marketing. Use of both natural and paid search is used to promote the destination. Now, when we talk of the paid search, they take a lot of vloggers, bloggers to see the destination and they make reel, they make it on available platform which is being loaded and you can see this is part of an online marketing and that's a development of the 21st century. The strategies that are linked to the coronavirus, this coronavirus keep coming again and again in the study of tourism because that was an era where tourism literally stopped, as I mentioned. So the outbreak of COVID has caused significant disruption to tourism and requires hotel, cruise companies, restaurants, and other business to adopt accordingly and keep up with the latest tourism trend. And this has really helped the tourism marketing strategies to totally take a new shape. Now, tourism marketing has not been sitting with the traditional platform. Many tourism boards have stopped printed brochures of their destination. They are distributing e-brochures, which is an outcome of an online marketing that's ongoing. Refine has provided some of the tourism marketing strategies that relate to the coronavirus pandemic. I mentioned about Greece. They had a virtual tour of Greece, which was available online to consumers or the end users who were not able to travel internationally, and they could see Greece while sitting in their home and take a virtual tour of the city, Athens, or overall Greece as such. So online marketing has taken a drastic change in the 21st century. Some of the aspects of these marketing strategies suggested by Refine are listed below. Now we are counting on what Refine has put up. Prioritizing the hygiene and safety via marketing communication. We are all conscious about hygiene and safety. What does a tourist want? Safety is prime thing which a tourist look forward. That is why the terror is disturbing the tourism, and tourists who are the soft targets are avoiding destination which are targeted by terror activities. So safety is a prime thing as a priority for tourists, and that has been put as a marketing communication. The countries which have remained safe, stable for tourists would always prefer to go to such destination. Without any bias, let us say, for example, no tourist would accept to go during the conflict between Israel and Gaza. In fact, flights to Israel or Tel Aviv were stopped by Air India because of the safety concern of the tourist. And likewise, anything that happens during the terror attack to Mumbai, the cancellation came heavily, not only for Mumbai, but for all over India, just because the safety was important for a tourist. And that is a marketing communication element that has taken a shape in online marketing. Focus on local as opposed to international. We saw the statistic about more than 200,000 international tourists as compared to domestic tourists. The domestic tourism was more focused for the travelers, and online marketing has gone more active for domestic tourists also. Some of the tour operators, some of the travel agents are focusing on local tourism with bringing in local Indian languages or different languages into their marketing activities. So you will find on the internet promotion marketing activities done in Hindi, in Marathi, in Malayalam and Tamil, for example. So focus is more on local, and they always say that when you put up an international business, always put local as your priority. Increased attention toward the leisure segment has been given priority because of the stressful life that we all lead these days. We would like some element of leisure activities to be given priority to relax. That is why spas, rejuvenation in Kerala and other parts of India where these facilities are provided, the marketing has gone very successful in providing those leisure segments to the tourists. Capitalizing on the power of voice search. Now, this is another online marketing activity where voice search gives you answer, whether you put it on Google or any other platform. The online marketing goes in according to that. Not to forget the artificial intelligence, the augmented reality, and so many other things which are the development of the ICT that has been into action. Experience of the guest and satisfaction through chatbot, where you are available to contact immediately to someone through this, and this has been added in online marketing, giving importance to personalization, prioritizing the same, which means answering to one-to-one questions that are being raised while you are online. And this is being provided through chatbots and so many other such digital media that is being in action. This is an online success of marketing. Showcasing the virtual reality tours. I already mentioned this, that virtual reality tours in the COVID was done by Greece as a country. And you literally see virtual reality tours being posted online on different web portals of different tourism and destination management company. So before reaching physically to buy the services offered as a tour, you can visit that. Focus on the customer's experience. Focus on the customer's experience is important. Customer's experience suggests you the marketing activities, and customer experience also enables to pick up any of the customers, any other marketing activities that can be brought into developing and establishing a content for marketing strategy. There are content writers who are establishing the market. They are writing the contents only to meet the online marketing demand and the rise of it. Adopting influence marketing technique. People are looking at what can influence the marketing technique. They are focusing on to that. Facilitating the user's general content, user-generated content, feedback coming in from the users, they are put through artificial intelligence in a form of a content, and that is put on online marketing. Paying attention to review marketing is a great achievement in online marketing, where reviews are put into marketing activity, where customers suggest few things and that are implemented into marketing activity. Further, the investment in remarketing efforts. People remarket certain thing because of either evaluation or because of certain shortfall in the earlier marketing process. Some more investment are put and remarketing efforts are done to relaunch the product, to reproduce the product, to highlight certain element that have been put after reviewing your product. That will is the outcome of online marketing. Now here is some synopsis. That's an online portal making partnership with banks and various other institutions, non-banking financial services for promotion. So examples of online marketing go hand in glove with other marketing partners, which could be a financial institution like banks telling you, if you use our credit card, you get additional 5% discount. If you put our card, you get 10% discount. Or all our customers can buy this for free, etc., etc. These are outcome of the online marketing. This is another example given to you. Using personal email for the marketing of a personal loan, meeting you to travel needs. So certain credit card companies give you EMIs they give you special attention, and personal emails are forwarded for marketing for a loan to meet your travel needs, so that you can buy line tickets, you can buy your hotel, you can pay through that. This is again an outcome of an online marketing activity. With this I conclude. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you for listening to me.